to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to get into a little heavy piece. This piece is dedicated to all my nurses and teachers. You are heard and appreciated. This is called 2 weeks notice. Common courtesy ain't ever birthed common sense. The downfall of administrations kicked rocks like the walls of Berlin. Eager minds file in line, trying to make a difference in a faded system that was never equipped for change. Built in retrograde, it continued to skate in reverse, knowing Doc couldn't build a time machine fast enough to throw it back to the future. Karens trained in MI6, but raised to be domestic terrorists, and we code-switched for comfort zones we cannot jump in. Studied business law to see if we had the right to break the union, yet we sacrificed life. Birthdays and anniversaries are tagged to our cognitive calendar, and we do not celebrate chained to desks that are put up now hiring for more than the salary you died for. Getting to the money. Running off Bengay and goody powders because the noise aches the skull and swells the brain, but we're insane for reaching out. Wasted time for no recollection but to do the job you are paid to do. And of those, admins showed favoritism too. Halting transfers to make an example out of you. Tears echo in the bathroom, but are silenced when flush the pain. Oh, it hurts. Tell me why the sounds of babies don't break toilets due to ill-advised administrations. Too inhumane to think so. The love of what they're trained to do becomes the burial ground of loose visions from hesitation. Humanity has lost its reflex to react to trauma, often over-associating it with drama, so we grow to dismiss it. Nurse, tell me why you no longer weep. Depression sits on your shoulders as you. Time of death, 8:47. A.M. And scene. Rolled over to, hello, I'll be your nurse this morning. And the shift continues. You are good at withholding emotions, but when do you ever set them free? 18 babies, and they chose to add 10 more, counting up ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, BPD, Down syndrome, high functioning, autistic, and we all cannot sit at the same table to eat. Burned out on crossroads, we fight to save our lives and the students. Guardians for 8 hours of the day, and we're supposed to stay sane. No one paid us millions to guard the galaxy, yet we guard the futures of those deemed to make do. The cracks are where the children go who cannot fall into line, for they lose hope. Admin, they just need to breathe. But yet you do not see me. The toxicity of the we're family culture is more prevalent but irrelevant, forcing the dysfunctionality of the working mind that grows no love between cement. If family is this toxic, I don't want it, I don't claim it. See, I was birthed in toxicity, so no one needs to tap dance on egos to save face. The droop of the face is the first sign. I'm going numb is number two, yet you tell me the anxiety of this job is just getting to me. And since the souls of others called out, you cannot afford to let me leave. You can afford to let me die and say I was let go so benefits don't make the safe hands. Wretched man. The shadows lay upon me like a cloak of bricks. Ain't no corners left to pay a trick and I play the fool. Head down. Closed mouth. I ain't see shit. Work out like Nurse EJ to Dr. Vito's pouch. Suck the diagnosis right out of his testes, head down. Hear no evil, see no wrong. My mind checked out, long gone. Tell me why I had to sacrifice getting to know the person I birthed while you were out sleeping with underage teens taking trips around Earth. See, the secrets I hold aligned ulcers at the table of my stomach for the Last Supper. Highly classified, but my dreams tell secrets at night. You cannot mute the translators in deep sleep. I'm just trying to make a living so I can be free. Always ultimatums. Spread legs are demoted for not depositing advances that took your hands to lead you to bedrooms not in demand. Fried eggs behind eye sockets tells hunted truths. Let's see what it has cost you. Quiet. Workplace filled with lots of randos who take notes for Finster and Prickly but never had a place to call home. Too many Ashleys huddled round break rooms spreading the secrets even the walls won't talk about. Don't go near them. Gang of vipers of no meaning. See, Spinelli was an Ashley who never conformed to loose lips. She fit in her own norm and the people were naturally drawn to it. I don't know who told you the grass was greener on the other side, but it only seemed greener because you wouldn't water the grass in your own life. Tell me why the hair growing out my head is not suitable for a culture that never gave birth to me. Pink slip for naturality. Attention! Make this note to admin. Leadership ran away from your feet because you only knew how to bark and not teach. Foul is the smell of your breath that cannot have the common decency to let a grieving parent be. Treacherous are the hands that demand more than listen. Respect lies on a two-way street that has no roundabouts to meet. Time is running out on the leaders born to take the torch because you have torched the imagination hidden behind budget cuts. Respectively, I could have given you 2 weeks. But see, my mental health is on life support. So take these 2 fingers. Peace. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.